Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn-Wardner, and in this episode I'm going to be starting my fourth 26 habits, and it's a very interesting one. But before I tell you what my next habit is, I have some rather exciting news. Now, as you know, 26 habits is a team effort, and while I may be going off to try and make or break these habits, I know many of you are joining me or attempting to make or break your own. So I'm very excited to say that I'm teaming up with The Pool on 26 Habits from here on in. The Pool is a platform for women that produces interesting and inspiring original content on everything from people to politics, fashion to film, and it's my go-to website. I check in with it every single day, and it's where you can find the episode, show notes, and more details about each habit. Simply visit The Pool, which is www.the-pool.com to find out more, and of course the link will be in the show notes. Some of the brilliant team over there will also be joining me on this 26 habits journey, and we'll be sharing our experiences with you, and obviously we want you to share our experiences, your experiences with us. So habit number four, I'm going teetotal. Yep, sobriety, that's where I'm headed. Now, you may think, why didn't Emma do this in January? And it's because I didn't think I needed to. I'm going sober for the next 2 weeks, and here's why. I've tried to break it down into a couple of slightly longer bullet points. So, number one, although I can go for long periods without drinking, when I do drink, I find it very difficult to stop. This worries me, it leads to bad decisions, and it's usually expensive. These are things I want to avoid. Two, I suffer from anxiety and a hangover gives me horrendous beer fear. Why would I consume something to a degree that would amplify my anxiety, which is something I strive to stay on top of the rest of the time via things like meditation, exercise, diet, etc. It just does not make sense. Three, I work for myself and I work very, very hard to make a living. When I'm sick and I have to take a day off or an afternoon off, it has a direct impact on my work. When I'm hungover, even though it might only be once a month, it can mean losing a day of work and then working double time to catch up. Case in point, I published my podcast with Nadine Baggett and Caroline Hirons 9 hours later than I had intended because I'd been at a friend's birthday the night before and had too much to drink and couldn't face sitting at my computer until mid-morning. It's just not good enough. Finally, on the day I published that podcast, I had an office clear out and I found a notebook that I'd written in about 2 years ago, and I'd sort of used it as a diary of sorts. It was when I was kind of just trying to live a better life, and I thought, write down all the things in here you know to be true about yourself, because you seem to be forgetting the things that make you unhappy and the things that make you happy. It was one of those sorts of things. And I thought, oh, you haven't written in it for ages. Just chuck it away, recycle it. And I threw it across the room and it fell open at a page, and I kid you not, I opened it up and on the page it just said, you're not going to like this, Emma, but you know deep down that this is true. You shouldn't drink alcohol. And again, I listed some of those same things. It's because of your anxiety. It's because you don't know when to stop. And it's not, oh, I don't know when to stop and anything bad has ever happened. It's just I get more drunk than is really appropriate. And it could be 6 times a year. It's not very often, but there's something about that relationship that isn't healthy. And obviously I'm not making light of any serious addictions to any kind of substances, but for me personally, for the reasons that I outlined above, I just think that there's a lack of control there, and I try to exercise control in every other aspect of my life. So this is why I wanted to embark on it. So in these 2 weeks, I'll be observing what it means to give up alcohol, what the reactions are like from friends, that worries me, how it feels to be out and sober when other people are drinking, whether I experience a change in how I experience my social life, whether it's better, worse, whatever. And I think it's going to be really interesting. And I'm so pleased to say that Hannah from The Pool is joining me on this one too, because I think it's going to be really important to have a teammate in this. So here we are, having a natter. I recorded this earlier. She was in The Pool's busy office. But this is us kind of just going over why we wanted to do the 26 Habits Teetotal Challenge together. So here we go. This is me chatting to Hannah Varrell from The Pool. So on this particular 26 habit, which is number 4, I'm joined by the brilliant Hannah Varrell from The Pool. Thank you for joining me on this, Hannah.
Hi, Emma. Thank you for having me.
I feel so glad to have a partner in crime that I can check in with on this one, because I do feel like it's going to be in those moments when I need to just like check in and say, I'm in this situation. I've been offered a drink. I said no. Yeah. And then you can pat me on the back.
Yeah, same, absolutely.
And vice versa. So you and I both come from a sort of similar place in terms of wanting to tackle this, in the sense that neither of us would say that we drink too much, but given the fact that we both have busy lifestyles, would probably say that we're stressed, that we are experimenting as to whether keeping alcohol out of our lives altogether could reduce some of that. Would that you say that's why you're doing it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's not, going teetotal isn't something that I've ever done before. And a lot of my friends did Dry January this year and talked about how great they felt and everything and how much they got done. But I've never done that because I never kind of thought I had a problem. So I sort of didn't think I needed to. And then also a month seems like a really long time, but 2 weeks is kind of hopefully going to be okay, especially because we're both doing it together.
Yeah, but also, I mean, one of the reasons why I didn't include teetotal in the January 26 habits is because I don't drink regularly at all. I'm not somebody who has a glass of wine with dinner every night. It will only really be social drinking. And so I go for 2-3 weeks, sometimes a month at a time without drinking, just without even trying. But I think for me, it's the fact that I do go out to events a lot, and it's just trays of champagne or a Prosecco, or it's just part of the fabric of my social and work life. And it felt like the right thing to do to see if I can turn it down, because I'm just so used to just going, yeah, I'll have that drink.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, I'm the exact same. I will happily go for a week, 2 weeks, however long, without drinking, and it won't bother me. But if I'm in a social situation and we're at the pub or something, or we're at dinner and someone says, oh, should we get a bottle of wine or should we have a pint or something, I'll always say yes. I'm not gonna ever be the person who's like, actually, I'll just have a juice tonight. But maybe I should consider that.
Have you considered the fact that when you do go out and you do say, oh no, I'm not drinking, I'm just going to have a sparkling water with a wedge of lime in it, have you considered how you'll deal with the reaction?
I mean, I sort of have a bit of an excuse because I can be like, oh, I'm doing it for a thing. I'm doing it for a work thing. But I can see that it might be quite tricky if you're just kind of doing it for yourself because it's something you want to do. Then you don't have that get out clause of kind of saying like, oh yeah, well, it's for work. It's fine.
Yeah, it's for a feature. It's research. Yeah, because I can think of many, many times when I've gone out with various friends and I've said, oh, I'm not drinking tonight. And that's, as they would say, famous last words. And then, of course, you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you're in the middle of Soho wondering how to get home, which is obviously a fun night to be had. But if I then feel, again, I have a hangover and I feel anxious because it amplifies whatever anxieties and whatever else you might have going on. And then I feel bad that I didn't stick to my guns. So, yeah, I'm hoping that by having this as an excuse, especially for the 2 weeks, that it will help with that. Do you?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to see yourself developing a different approach towards alcohol as a result of doing this 2 weeks?
I think I just want to, I don't see if I could be the kind of person who is at the pub with friends, and everyone's having, you know, G&T or whatever, and I'm just like, do you know what, I don't need to, especially if you're kind of only having one or two drinks, because in that case you're not really doing it for, you know, to get drunk or anything, you're just doing it sort of out of habit almost. And so I kind of want to see if it is just the habit of having alcohol that I enjoy, or if it's, you know, if I can still have a nice time at the pub, like without drinking something, which I'm sure I can, but I've never really tried it.
You've got quite a big challenge during the 2 weeks as well, haven't you? Because you've got a university reunion.
Yeah, well, I've got a weekend away with some university friends, which would typically involve a dinner, going out to dinner on Friday night, having some drinks, sort of drinking casually, and then on Saturday, going out to a club, dancing until 3 a.m. So it'll be really interesting to see if I can keep up, especially on that Saturday night going out with everyone else and not kind of be sitting there thinking everyone's really drunk, everyone's being an idiot, I want to go home.
That's going to be the thing. Will you become the sensible one in the group? How will that feel?
Yeah.
That's what I find, and I don't think I have a bad relationship with alcohol, but the more I've been thinking about this, the more I sort of realise what a sinister, toxic friend it is. Because I can't imagine going to a wedding and not drinking. I can't imagine seeing certain friends and not drinking. So that's one of the reasons I was determined to do this as a 26 Habits, because I thought this needs to be addressed. The fact that actually abstaining is a big thing. And it's like I know that there are going to be friends who will disapprove. Eventually, I'm sure they'll say, you know, Ems, if it makes you happy, then go for it. But I absolutely know that there are friends who might say, oh, should we invite Emma? Oh, she doesn't drink. Or that's my concern.
I think I'm definitely quite easily swayed as well. If we're out having one pint and someone says, oh, should we get another one? I'll always kind of be like, oh, yeah, go on then. And I think it might be quite strange being the person who's like, oh, do you know what? I'll have a water, I'll have a juice or something.
I am the person, and I will happily admit it, because I don't drink very often. I don't feel like this is a bad thing. But again, when I analyse it, I think, actually it is. If I'm out with someone and they say, should we get a drink? And we say yes. And then we get to the end of that drink. And I'm thinking, oh, I hope they have another one. Because I feel like once we're in, we're in. And so I don't feel like there's a healthy dynamic there with me and booze where I can just have one.
Yeah, unless I'm hungry, unless I need to go home because I'm hungry and we're not having dinner, then I will be like, oh, well, let's keep going.
Yeah, this is the thing. So, yeah, there's a lot to be discovered. So you and I are going to be keeping in touch with each other throughout these 2 weeks, observing the sort of little things and helping each other along where needed. So listeners, if you're doing this hand in hand with us, we'd be really interested to hear your feedback on Instagram, Twitter, maybe even the Facebook forum. Let us know if you're trying it and the experiences that you're going through. Hannah, I'm glad I've got your number. That's all I can say.
Good luck.
Oh, and you. And on the next episode, we will obviously do a midpoint catch up. So yeah, stay tuned to find out how we've both been getting on. But yeah, to follow all the antics, which will hopefully still be some and not completely boring, you know where to go. I'll put all the social links and where you can find this episode on the pool too. Hannah, thanks for now.
Thank you.
I'll speak to you very soon.
Oh, I'm so pleased to have Hannah on board. It feels really good to have a buddy on this one. So that's it for the beginning of the fourth 26 Habits. What is it going to be like to go teetotal? What is it going to be like to say no to a gin and tonic, to decline a flute of champagne? I will be keeping you in the loop on social media as ever, at Emma Guns on Instagram and on Twitter. And if you do want to get in touch with the show, whether it's about this particular 26 Habits, any of the others, or any of your own or any other questions, please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Keep your eyes on those social media channels for any updates and join me on the next show where Hannah and I will be filling you in on how we've been getting on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.